Here's Marcellus Wiley, co-host of Speak for Yourself on FS1, longtime NFL All-Pro defensive end, and our main man back on the show. What's happening, Marcellus?
Doing great, guys. How's it going up there?
Well, we're talking kickers, man, and how inhumane the criticism constantly is. People just kick them to the curb. They get cut on a whim, and there were a couple of guys cut, one in Minnesota, one in Cleveland. But as a player, do you have any respect for kickers? What did you expect out of kickers?
Oh, tremendous respect for kickers. I'm not one of those meatheads who sits there and bashes the kicker and then is the same guy on all fours begging at the end of the game for them to make the same kick. I always have a high level of respect for what they do. And it's a very difficult task. We don't get graded on 1 through 5 plays of our performance. We get graded on 60, 80 plays if you're offensive, defensive player. But a kicker goes into the highest leverage moments, most pressure field, and then is expected to do everything 1 to 5 times, and that's going to be his entire performance. Definitely they're graded on a different scale. So I feel for those kickers, but at the same time, that's the nature of the beast. They signed up for that. There's some rewards to that as well. They have easy practice sessions. They don't practice with us. They don't get hit like we do. They wear red jerseys and get protected like quarterbacks. They play into their 45, if not longer. So there's benefits, and there's obviously some issues with it as well. But you got to make those kicks. This is how the game goes, especially when they're a 35-yarder or overtime kick. Figure it out. Find a way, but get it done.
Marcellus, what do you make of what's happening in Pittsburgh? Is it as simple as bring Le'Veon Bell back? I mean, is Tomlin in trouble? Antonio Brown was freaking out on the coach yesterday, sending out tweets. It's a bit of a disaster right now. What do you make of what's going on there?
Yeah, I think Tomlin should be fine. I don't even think he should be on a hot seat, or his name or his legacy should be tarnished by a few incidents, and we all know those incidents. You can even go back to last year and the issue with the anthem and divided locker room. Look, let's start with the most winning coach in football, and Bill Belichick, who some say is the greatest football coach of all time. There was an implosion on this team allegedly last year from all the issues that they had, from Tom Brady, Gronkowski this offseason, Malcolm Butler. And that's the most winning coach in NFL that's active. Right behind him, second most winning coach is Mike Tomlin. So in terms of wins and losses, what's most important? Tomlin's doing an amazing job. He sits there and he's trying to deal with all these dynamic personalities. You got a franchise quarterback who wants to retire until he realizes, hey, you drafted in my position. I don't really want to help the guy, but I want to play forever. And you got a star receiver who's such a dynamic personality that he wants the ball every single play, and he's such a tremendous talent, deservingly so. But it's a lot to contain, but that's a 13-win team last year. And, yeah, they fell short of winning a Super Bowl, but still had a tremendous year despite issues. And I think this year is going to be the same. They're going to have their hiccups. They're going to have their issues. But I still think they're fine.
With Marcellus Wiley, big news today. Josh Gordon traded from the Browns to the Patriots. How do you feel about that move?
Yeah, the conversation is it a Randy Moss move or is it a Chad Ochocinco move? How does it play out? How does it work? I think that he should come into it so humbled by his experience in Cleveland and the fact that you get to play with Tom Brady. This is not Tyrod Taylor. This is not all the quarterbacks of yesteryear and Johnny Manziel and others. This is Tom Brady. So all the excuses go out the window. It, put up or shut up. And I know he's had his issues off the field and his substance abuse issues, but if you can't make it work with Tom Brady, you know what the NFL thinks. You're not worth it, you're not good, and you can't make it work anywhere. So I expect a humble soul to come into there and use all that talent that he has. He has a tremendous skill set. Hopefully it all works out for him.
Yeah, did something else happen in Cleveland? Or like, apparently this isn't the substance abuse issue, why they wanted to move away from him. How did this come about?
Yeah, they said he had a promotional shoot
And he kind of pulled his hamstring or something.
Yeah, exactly. So you're doing too much on a promotional shoot. With your history and the lack of participation you've had with this organization and all the headaches you've caused, the last thing we want to hear is that you got hurt taking pictures. So, you know, when that happens, I think it's just the straw that breaks the camel's back. And we all know what that really means. It's not this one isolated incident. It's the collection of all the other incidents, and you just say, hey, enough's enough.
Yeah, and that's why I think Belichick will have the same approach. It's the epitome of a low-risk, high-reward move for me. I go to him first day. I say, "This: if you're 1 second late, you're cut. If you talk back to me, you're cut. If I hear that you're out too late, you're cut."
Right.
Like, it's that simple, right? You can immediately cut him again. The Pats have been down this road many times with other players in the past.
Exactly, and that's the fire that he needs lit. I think that if you light that fire under him, you might get all of that potential that kept Cleveland continuously coming back to him. The reason why they didn't break up before today is because they saw that talent. And Belichick, hey, you got to go grab a guy like that who's on the right side of 30 and make sure you can get as much of that talent out of that player. And New England's the best place in the NFL of extracting talent from guys who still have something to give to the game. So we'll see if it works.
Bigger surprise, bigger shock for you through 2 weeks, the production of Patrick Mahomes or the production of Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Wow. That's impossible to answer because for two different reasons. I went to the first game against the Chargers, Kansas City, and immediately I'm sitting there telling my wife that this guy's special. Not good. Not going to be great, but he is special. Not only is this his arm talent, his arm strength and accuracy, but his mental moxie. And he's playing for Andy Reid. Like, you're playing for a mastermind that's an offensive genius. You have every weapon imaginable to the point where the Black Mamba, DeAnthony Thomas, is like your third, fourth receiver. Like, it's insane how much talent they have and how talented he is. But if you look at what's going on in Tampa Bay, based on expectations and Fitzpatrick coming into the fold, we've seen him play well before in the league, so I'm not as surprised, but he's doing it in a way that Jameis never did it with the same team. And now he's winning off the field with the press conference and his intelligence and his humor. So if I had to choose, I would say Mahomes, just because, hey, we're talking about a second-year player in his third career start, who's already set an NFL record. So that's next level.
Those are positive quarterbacking stories. A negative one is Eli Manning. Is this guy, he looks like an old man out there. Like, do you see him bouncing back from this?
No. Look, it's not over for Eli, but
it looks it.
The highlights are in the rearview mirror, man. It's just, he, like you said, he looks like out of sorts at times. Whether it's a bad offensive line, which will make any quarterback look worse, or it's just the fact that he doesn't have the same awareness, the same ability with the arm talent, he just doesn't look like not only an elite quarterback, but just a consistently good quarterback. He's really going to hurt this team because they have some weapons on the perimeter and Saquon Barkley as well, but that offensive line is not doing him any favors. And let's be real, he's not being the best at his position to even save face right now. I've always said of his brother, Peyton Manning, that Peyton Manning was always the best offensive lineman on his team because he had the awareness. He had the ability to know when to get the ball out of his hand and when to deliver it to the weapons. Seemed like Eli has lost that same ability that his brother possessed.
Well, and what's amazing here is almost every other quarterback is putting up like record stats, like Madden level stats, and we referenced this earlier. The Giants have been put up 30 plus points in 34 games, like since week 17 of 2014 or something like that. And to put this into perspective, I saw this on Twitter earlier this morning, and it might just be an outlier, it may just be a coincidence in 1 week, but yesterday the NFL had an average passer rating of 105.1. And again, to put that into perspective, Aaron Rodgers' career passer rating, 103.9. So yesterday, on average, quarterbacks were playing better than Aaron Rodgers. Right. Like that tells me the league is getting what it wants. It's a quarterback yep. league. You can't touch them. Talk to Clay Matthews about that. That call on Clay Matthews yesterday was an absolute abomination of a call. And receivers can't be touched. I mean, as a defensive guy, when you hear a stat like that, Marcellus, on average, 105.1, does that make you want to throw up? I mean, what do you make of that?
Yeah, man, you said a lot there. I will agree that the NFL is getting exactly what they want. Football has changed from sport to just entertainment product. And I saw that evolution. You've seen that evolution. I played through that evolution. And I get it. The farther I get away from the game, I understand that, hey, it's the lesser of all evils, which is make it as much flag football as possible. Everyone loves touchdowns. We all say we love defensive battles. No, we don't. We're not watching 3-0 games. We hate 6-3 games. We hate it. So we like Super Bowls when it's 41-33. We like that. We want to see that. So they're getting what they want. I will disagree with the assessment of Clay Matthews' play, because on first glimpse, I agree with you. I was like, woo, they're calling that? That's not an infraction. But by the spirit of the rule, he was innocent. But by the letter of the rule, he was guilty. And I tell you how. If you watch it again, look at his body as the referees look at it. We call it sea level. That means flat. Now, when you're trying to make a tackle, the purpose of a tackle is to bring someone to the ground. So if you're trying to tackle a quarterback, your body should go lower than sea level, and then the quarterback goes lower than sea level, we have a tackle. But if you watch that play carefully, his body actually lifts up. It goes above sea level. Why would your body go above sea level if you're trying to bring someone down? Naturally, it would do the opposite. Well, I'll tell you why. Because I've been there before. When you're trying to send a message, when you're trying to put an exclamation on it, when you're trying to give a little oomph, you go up to come down because that's just a little more weight. Watch his left leg. Watch his hip. He kind of goes up to go down. I know it's ticky-tack. I know it's nitpicking, but by the letter of the law, he actually was guilty of what he did.
Well, I'm biased as a Packers fan, but I hate that that's true. I hate that it's true. And I know the Vikings got clipped for a cheesy one earlier in the game, and we've seen it through 2 weeks, but I don't like what I'm seeing, man, like that. I get, you know, don't take out the knees, don't take out the head, but that's a kill shot shoulder to chest to me. And if that's being taken out, man, we are in for a long haul here.
It's changed. The complexion of NFL football as you know it is like Eli Manning playing great football. It's all behind you.
Right,
it's
exactly.
All in the past.
It's in the rear view. Great stuff, Marcellus. We'll do it again next Monday. Thanks, man.
All right, guys. Take care, brother.
There's Marcellus Wiley joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.